Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Hello, hello, good day, and welcome to today's podcast episode. Lately, I've been receiving questions from people who are striving to maintain a high vibe, higher consciousness state, but find it challenging to stay there all the time. They tell me they fall back into doubt, restrictive spaces, or old wounds and traumas. Their questions seem to say, Veronica, there is something wrong with me. I cannot stay in high vibe, higher consciousness all the time. I am trying so hard, but it doesn't work. Help me. So let me share with you my experience this morning to shed some light on this issue. As I woke up, I felt anxiety creeping in, a familiar feeling, having experienced it for many years. Typically, I sense anxiety in the form of an inner voice telling me that I'm not doing enough, not focused enough, not working hard enough, and these kind of similar things. In the past, I would have jumped into activity, driven by the feeling of not being good enough, which would lead to a lack of clarity and self-doubt. And you remember when you are on that loop of doing, because out of a space of not enoughness, of lack at the end, then you definitely don't get lots of clarity, right? It's kind of you're in a tunnel, and that's the way that you perceive that activity, right? Because when something comes out of lack and you perform it out of lack, it feels as lack. It's not you can do all the things that you want, but if it comes from a space of lack, it will definitely end up feeling lack at the end, right? So this lots of frenetic activity driven by not being good enough would lead to a lack of clarity and self-doubt. However, now I know better. I know that first, it is normal to experience these kind of feelings and emotions. And second, that I get to choose where I focus my attention. And thus, how to manage my own energy. And the result is a totally different life experience. Let me now illustrate how I handled my morning today, feeling the anxiety creeping in. I started my workday at 10 a.m., which might sound like a luxury. Actually, it is. But I didn't wake up late, so it's not that I was lazy or something like that. I was up at 5:45 a.m., completing my daily practices like sports routine, my sadhana, walking the dog, and journaling. Whenever I experience lower vibes or limiting beliefs, what I do is that I automatically increase the intentionality in my practice, making sure that I get myself into the vibes that I want to be in. I don't leave it to chance to bring me back to a higher vibe or an expansive space. I do take the time to create the energy that I want to be in, because that's my number one priority. Because only then I'm going to be able to do the work that I want. So for me, the first priority is who am I being? And then the activity comes, always, okay? So this morning, I took the time to set the tone for my day, feeling ready to kickstart it in the space that I want to be in, so that I can complete my tasks from that very expansive space. And doing all these tasks and being in the being doesn't mean that I would just put all the lower vibes into the rock and just ignore them, okay? It's not about that. I'm going to share that later on. Okay, that's a very important thing to know. So you see, even I experience states of lower vibes, and I'm no one special. I'm actually no one, right? But everyone does experience states of lower vibes or limiting aspects. Old ingrained beliefs, traumas, all these kind of things. We all do. Being high vibe or accessing higher consciousness states or being on a spiritual path doesn't mean that these feelings disappear entirely. We are living on Earth where there is still quite a bit of density, and we're here to experience duality. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? And even if we're not experiencing lower vibes of our own, we might be picking up some collective vibes that feel lower restrictive, because we're not living on a bubble. We're all connected. So if there is something low vibe going on in our environment or in the world, and we're perceptive, we're going to pick up on that, right? And we're going to feel it. And there is where the discernment part kicks in, right? So the key is to realize that being high vibe, being on a spiritual path, doesn't mean avoiding or getting rid of lower vibes. It means becoming the driver of your body, mind, and emotions, and not letting them drive us, right? In fact, the more that we take control, the more that we enhance our perception and access higher states of consciousness. It is all about training to create a distance between what we are thinking and feeling and who we truly are, our higher self. Okay, so again, the key is not to avoid the lower vibes or to ignore them or to get rid of them. The key is to realize that being on a spiritual path, that being high vibe or accessing higher states of consciousness doesn't mean avoiding or getting rid of lower vibes. Again, it means that we are becoming the driver of our emotions, minds, our bodies, that we are driving ourselves and not letting them drive us. That's the key. And that's what ultimately it means to be spiritual and to be on a spiritual path. So, and how do we do that, Veronica? How do we break free from restrictive states? How do we layer by layer transcend them and release them? Right? So I'm going to share with you 6 steps to do that. So step number one is to realize what is going on, to notice the feelings, the sensations, and thoughts that are arising. Okay, that was number one. Super important. If we put them under the rug, if we ignore them, we're not going to be able to transcend them. And if we're not going to be able to transcend them, what is going to happen is that we're going to get stuck on a certain evolutionary state. Okay? Number two, accept that these sensations, feelings, and thoughts are there without identifying with them. Acknowledging that experiencing duality is normal. There is this step of acceptance. We need to accept that the sensations are there and that we don't need to identify with them, and that experiencing duality is normal. Okay? Number three, be a neutral, non-judgmental observer of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations. There is where we create the space between what we're feeling, thinking, or sensing in our bodies and who we truly are and the higher self that we are, right? The energetic being that we are. We get to create that space when we turn the neutral, non-judgmental observers, when we create a fun play out of looking at, hey, what is going on? Like, see, I'm feeling angry and I have no idea why. What is going on, right? From a playful, neutral space so that we can work with it, that we can create that space and not attach to the feeling. Number four, consciously choose where to focus and what to feel. That will automatically shift the energy. And that's ultimately the step that makes us conscious creators, is to consciously choose where to focus and what we want to feel. Do we want to be the drivers of the car, or is the car driving us? Are we driving or are we being driven? That's what makes us conscious creators. And we always do have the possibility to consciously choose. But you only have the opportunity and the possibility to consciously choose when you have created the space before, when you get into the neutral observer space before. If you don't, then you cannot discern what is going on because you make it your own. You are identifying yourself, right? So that was number four. Number five. Remind ourselves of the decision we made about the energy we want to vibrate in if lower vibes come back. And they will. So whenever lower vibes come back, because the ego is a very ingrained hammer, you know, it's about to not lose your temper or think that, oh, this isn't working, or I'm not good enough at doing it, I'm doing it wrong or something like that. It's about still get into that neutral space and to see, oh, you're back. But you know what? I'm choosing to believe this. I'm choosing to feel this. I'm choosing to focus on being okay. I'm choosing to focus to being okay that this thought is a recurrent one. I'm choosing to not put my attention on this focus and to believe that something else is true. Number six, understand that life is a constant process of consciously choosing where we focus, intend, and invest our energy. That's what life is about. And again, that's what makes us conscious creators. And it's an ongoing process. It's not that you choose it once and then it's done. It's about reminding you constantly. It's like the drop of water on the stone, right? It's a constant process of consciously choosing where do you want to focus. So again, actually the six steps that I mentioned to you are the six basic steps to evolve spiritually, to evolve energetically, to expand. Those are the six basic steps for more well-being, happiness, focus, joy in your life. And it all goes with being present. Again, realizing what is going on, accepting the sensations, being the neutral, non-judgmental observer. Consciously choose, once you have created the space, where you want to focus and what you want to feel. Whenever that comes back, remind yourself of the decision. Where do you want to focus yourself? And understand that this is not something that you do one upon in time, but that life is exactly that constant process. A conscious life is a constant process of reminding ourselves and doing it every single day in whatever thoughts or emotions might arise. Okay? So these six steps are super potent, super powerful if you use them. This is going to make all the difference in your life if you apply those six steps. And the reason I share this with you is to emphasize the importance of not rushing into your day because you're too busy prioritizing your to-do list without consciousness and intention, or putting the lower vibes under the rug because you think that, or if you're on a spiritual path, on an evolutionary path, on an expansive path, there is no room for lower vibes, right? Or because you're feeling frustrated because you think that you shouldn't be experiencing those lower vibes, right? Let us keep it real. This is part of the human experience. And the key is that you get to choose what you want to experience. You are the creator of your life experience. That's the key, and that's where everything shifts, right? So everything we do to set ourselves up in a more conscious state, on a being present in the moment state, a higher vibration, a calmer energetic space, is work. It sets the foundation for us to be in the energy and vibe that we want to be in. And my message to you today is to take the time in the morning and during the day to create the energy and space that you desire to be in. Instead of diving headfirst into your tasks, without a moment of reflection, of really choosing consciously what you want to embody and who you want to be today. By being intentional and conscious, you'll find yourself better equipped to handle the challenges of the day and remain in the high vibe, higher consciousness state, that expansive state that you aspire to be in, that you want to be in. And remember, it's a continuous process. But with practice, acceptance, focus, and commitment, it's entirely achievable. That's what's life about. It's a process. And if you apply these 6 steps, you will definitely see a dramatic increase on happiness, inner peace, and clarity. I would love to see how it works out for you. Make sure if you are using these steps, if you're applying these steps, to send me some DMs or over my Instagram account, for example. I would love to get to know how it is working out for you. Sending you a big hug and wishing you a beautiful, beautiful day. Talk to you soon. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.